What do you do when you come face to face with fear? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Gideon is such a great story of a guy who is an unlikely hero, because you could say of Gideon, everyone considered him the coward of the county. I mean, he was not the kind of guy that you would say, yeah, let's pick that guy to deliver Israel. But God picked him, and he was a fearful guy. He was a guy who needed tons of reassurance. And God still picked him, and God still used him. And through his life, you and I can see how to push through the fear. There is tremendous truth, there is blessedness, there is hope that you always dreamed of. He can heal every scar.
Welcome to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. The lesson you're about to hear today is a reminder of what God says about fear and how we can face it head on with assured victory. It's the first lesson in the four-message series, Courageous, How God Shows Up When You Step Up. Today's lesson is called Pushing Through the Fear. We'll be airing this series for the rest of the month, so be sure not to miss any of them. If you do, you can go to fromhisheart.org and click the Listen tab. There, too, you can download a free MP3 of any missed broadcast or download a free outline and notes from Pastor Jeff's message. Right now, open your Bible to Judges chapter 6 as Pastor Jeff Shreve begins the series Courageous and learn how to step up and start pushing through the fear.
You ever struggle in your life when it comes to doing the will of God? Do you face fear? Do you struggle with fear? Fear is something that comes into every human heart. Fear is what the enemy uses to try and keep us from pushing through and doing what God has called us to do. Hey, humans get afraid. David, who went and battled Goliath, the only guy that had courage to battle Goliath, he got afraid. We know he got afraid because he says in Psalm 56, verse 3, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. He doesn't say if I am afraid. He says when. He got afraid, you get afraid, I get afraid. Everyone, whoever steps out in faith, has to deal with fear and has to push through fear. Now, we're starting a new series today, Courageous, How God Shows Up When You and I Step Up. Now, the Lord said to two men in need of healing, be it done to you according to your faith. According to your faith, not according to your fame, not according to your finances, not according to your future, but according to your faith. God operates by faith. So he shows up when we step up, when we take that step of faith. So to kick off our series, I want us to look at the life of Gideon. Gideon is such a great story of a guy who is an unlikely hero, because you could say of Gideon, everyone considered him the coward of the county. I mean, he was not the kind of guy that you would say, yeah, let's pick that guy to deliver Israel. But God picked him. And he was a fearful guy. He was a guy who needed tons of reassurance. And God still picked him, and God still used him. And through his life, you and I can see how to push through the fear, how to step out in faith and see God show up. Judges chapter 6, it's the seventh book from the Old Testament. Judges chapter 6, it says, then the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of Midian 7 years. And the power of Midian prevailed against Israel because of Midian. The sons of Israel made for themselves the dens which were in the mountains and the caves and the strongholds. For it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites would come up with the Amalekites and the sons of the east and go against them. So they would camp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no sustenance in Israel, as well as no sheep, ox, or donkey. Things are bad when that's happening and they're wiping out all your crops. It says, verse 5, for they would come up with their livestock and their tents. They would come in like locusts for number. Both they and their camels were innumerable, and they came into the land to devastate it. So Israel was brought very low because of Midian, and the sons of Israel cried to the Lord. They cried out, and God said, listen, here's the deal. I'm the Lord God who delivered you out of Egypt. I placed you in this land, but you have not obeyed me. You're following after the gods of this land. You're following after the false gods of Baal. And that's what happened. The Canaanites, the people who lived in the promised land, they worshiped Baal, the fertility god, the god of the crops and the god of the livestock, because everything was fertility-based. You wanted the land to be fertile. You wanted your cows and your sheep and everyone to be fertile, so you'd have big farms and you would be prosperous. And oftentimes in the Canaanite worship, there was sexual immorality involved because it was a fertility type of worship. And so God's people didn't drive out the Canaanites like they were supposed to from the land. They allowed them to cohabitate with them. And because they lived together, they adopted their sinful practices, and they began to worship the Baals. And they had this synchronistic worship of, well, it's God plus the Baals. And then God plus the Baals kind of became just the Baals. And God hated it. And anytime they did that stuff, the Lord would deliver them over to their enemies. And so here they are, delivered over to Midian for 7 years. But when they cried out to the Lord, God always responded. And he responds here, and he comes to a man named Gideon. Verse 11, then the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak that was at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, as his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress in order to save it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, O valiant warrior. Then Gideon said to him, O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, then why has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian. And the Lord looked at him and said, go, in this your strength, and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you? Gideon, as we're going to see, is a very fearful recipient of the word of God. But Gideon pushed through his fears. Hey, how can you and I push through our fears so that we can walk by faith and not by sight? Three encouragements from God's word from the life of Gideon. Number one, encouragement number one, we can remind ourselves of the Lord's promised presence. Now, God had said to Gideon, go, in verse 14, have I not sent you? And Gideon's response is this, O Lord, how shall I deliver Israel? I mean, haven't you heard the song? Everyone considers me the coward of the county. Behold, my family is the least in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's house. But the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you. Certainly, assuredly, that's what that word surely means. Certainly I will be with you. Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat Midian as one man. I'm going to be with you, Gideon. How are you going to deliver Israel from the Midianites, who they're like locusts for number? They're like the sand of the seashore. When they come in to wipe out our crops, you can't count them all because there's so many of them. And how am I supposed to deliver? God says, well, this is how you're supposed to do it. I'm going to do it through you. I will be with you. Now, often we read in the Old Testament, and we read these stories and how God appears, because this is the angel of the Lord, a pre-incarnate visitation of the Lord Jesus Christ to this man named Gideon. And we read those things and think, man, how cool to live back in the Old Testament times when God would reveal himself like that. I mean, you don't have to wonder what is the will of God here. He just speaks it to you. And we think, man, that would be great. So much better to live this time, this side of the cross. See, Old Testament saints, Gideon was an Old Testament saint. Old Testament saints, they're the ones that look forward to the cross of Christ. New Testament saints, our era saints, we look backward to the cross of Christ. And we're all saved by faith in God's provision. Old Testament saints weren't saved by works. They were saved in faith in God's provision. God's provision, we know, is Jesus Christ. We're saved by faith in God's provision. But here's the big difference. The Old Testament saints, the Lord would come upon them. He would empower them to do different things. But he did not live inside of them. And that is why they would be fearful that God would leave them. David, when he sinned, Psalm 51, he prays that great prayer of repentance, and he says this, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me." That was his prayer. God, don't cast me away. God, don't remove yourself from me. Because he knew that the king before him, Saul, the Lord had departed from Saul. God had been upon Saul, but then Saul sinned against the Lord greatly, and the Lord left Saul. And so David was fearful of the Lord leaving him because there was no promise in the Old Testament that God would be with you always. But there is a promise in the New Testament that the Lord will be with us always. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you the truth, it is to your benefit that I go away. Because if I don't go away, then the helper won't come to you. But if I go away, I will send the helper," another one just like Jesus, speaking of the Holy Spirit, "and he will come to you and he will be with you and in you." He will live inside of you. And he will never leave and he will never desert you. And one of the greatest promises in the Bible is in Hebrews chapter 13, where it says, "Let your character be free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you." That's what he has said, so that we may confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What shall man do to me?" Now, he has said that I won't leave you or desert you or abandon you or forsake you. And because he has said that, then I can say, well, then the Lord is my helper. I don't need to be afraid because he is present with me. See, the Lord will never desert or abandon one of his children. You can mark that down. That's a promise. He will never desert. He will never abandon one of his children. "I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you," he says, "nor will I ever desert you." So you can confidently cling to that and hold to that. And what's the way to push through fear when you're afraid and you're thinking, "God, you're asking me to sing in the choir? Well, Lord, how could I ever do that?" You remember his presence. "I will be with you. God, you're asking me to teach a Sunday school class? Oh, Lord, how could I ever do that? Because I will be with you." That's how you can do it. The old phrase says, "I can't." He never said I could. He will. He always said he would. It's not about you having to do it. It's about you taking a step of faith and him doing it through you. It's about his presence. That makes all the difference in the world. And so when you're asked to do something, when God impresses something upon your heart, when you feel that fear and you say, well, the Lord is present, you remind yourself of the Lord's presence. All of us in this room perhaps have heard at one time or another Psalm 23. It's the most famous psalm in all of the Bible, the shepherd psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." First three verses. It's all horizontal. It's all talking about the Lord. He does this and he does that and he does the other. And then verse 4, David says, "And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," that's a scary situation, "you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I fear no evil because you are with me. He's not talking horizontally anymore. When he gets in the scary situation, in the walking through the dark valley of the shadow of death, then all of a sudden it's God, you're with me. It's you that I'm looking for. I'm not talking about you in terms of he anymore. I'm doing that second person. It's you, and I'm looking directly to you. You're with me. Hey, it's your presence that makes all the difference in the world. So how do you push through fear? When the Lord puts something upon your heart, when he calls you to do something, whatever that something might be, some of you in this room, you know what God is calling you to do? He's calling you to take that first initial step to give your heart and life to Jesus Christ, because you know what? You know it and God knows it. You've never done that. You've never done that. And he's calling you to take that step, that initial step. And as the song says, if you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide, wide. Hey, when God calls you to do something, you can, and it's scary, you can know that you can trust his presence. And hey, when God is present, and when God says come, and when God says follow me, wherever God leads us, he is faithful to provide for us. And that's what he did with Gideon. We're going to see that he was very faithful to provide for Gideon. He's like, how can I possibly deliver Israel? Have you not seen my resume, Lord? I mean, my family is the least in Manasseh, and I'm the runt of the litter in my family. There's no way that I could be the guy to deliver Israel. But God says, yeah, you are the guy because I'm going to be with you. And the scripture says about Gideon in verse 34, so the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and the Abiezrites were called together to follow him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. The Spirit of the Lord clothed himself with Gideon. He came upon him in such a powerful way, and God is all over Gideon, and God is clothing himself with Gideon. And that's how you can do things. That's how you can deliver Israel from the power of the Midianites, when you have the power of God upon you. And so remember, when God calls you to do something and you obey that and you take a step of faith, there is provision to do what God has called you to do. Now, the big, big question is this. When God impresses upon your heart to do something, when you read something in Scripture and you sense that God is asking me to do this, the big question is, will you believe God? You boil it down, any type of activity where the Lord says, do this, the big question is, will you believe God? When he says that I will deliver Israel through you, Gideon, he had a big test of faith. His test of faith was, will I believe God? Do you remember when God called the people to go into the promised land in the book of Numbers, and they spied out the land? The 12 spies, one from each of the 12 tribes, they spied out the land for 40 days, and they said, reported back to the people, indeed it is a good land, but let me tell you something about the land. There are giants in the land, and man, we're just like grasshoppers in their sight. We can't go up against these people. And they wanted to go back to Egypt, and they were going to kill Moses and Aaron and Joshua and Caleb, the two faithful spies out of the 12, because they said, let's go up and fight. And they said, no, we can't go up and fight. And God weighed in on the situation, and he was mad. And God says this, how long shall I put up with this people? He said, I have done all these things in their midst, and yet they still won't believe me. God doesn't like it when we don't believe him. God doesn't like it when he says to do something, and we say, well, I can't do that, Lord, because that's not going to work right. God says, did I not tell you that I would take care of you? How long will you not believe me? Now, if you think of the worst sin that a person can possibly commit, let me tell you, you back up that sin to its origins, and the origin of all sin is always rooted in unbelief. You don't believe God. When I sin, I'm not believing God and what he says. See, we go after sin. I tell this to people all the time. I tell it to myself. Anytime we go after sin, it's the prodigal son illustration. Anytime we go after sin, we're leaving the Father and we're going to a place that always leads to the pigsty. Every single time. You take a step away from God and His word and His will for your life, where does that step lead? It's the slippery slope that always ends up at the pigsty. Every time. Because God, His word is true, and God says, hey, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. If you want life, follow me. If you want life, obey me. If you want to be satisfied, then walk with me. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and in thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, the Bible says in Psalm 16. So how do we push through? Here is Gideon, and he's nervous, and the Lord is telling him these things. I will be with you. We remember and we remind ourselves of His promised presence. He's going to be with us. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, He is with you always, even until the end of the age.
What a great word and a wonderful promise. The Lord will always be with us. His children. Today you heard part one of this encouraging lesson called Pushing Through the Fear. It's from Pastor Jeff's series, Courageous, How God Shows Up When You Step Up. It's a series that reminds us that God is faithful all the time. We simply have to step up and claim the power that we have in Christ Jesus. And you can find out more about how you can get this series in the format of your choice and today's individual lesson when you go to fromhisheart.org, click the Listen tab. Fear and other things are simply battles between flesh and the spirit. And if you let the flesh take control, it will steal and kill and destroy. But if you, by the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live in victory. Pastor Jeff Shreve has a new 6-lesson series called More Than Conquerors, a study of Romans chapter 8, and that'll help you overcome the power of the flesh and allow you to push through your troubles and live a victorious Christian life. Romans chapter 8 is often considered the greatest chapter in the Bible, in the greatest book of the Bible. It reveals powerful, insightful, and necessary truth for us to grasp and import into our hearts. This new series is also our special gift of thanks to you for your support from His Heart this month of any amount. And you can get the series in the format of your choice, CDs, DVDs, USB flash drive, or digital download. Simply call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org when you make your gift. Again, the series is entitled More Than Conquerors, a study of Romans chapter 8. From His Heart is in our 20th year broadcasting the good news on radio, television, and online, and God is multiplying our outreach opportunities, and we would love for you to join us in helping spread the kingdom around the world. Again, call 866-40-BIBLE or go to fromhisheart.org. Thank you, too, for listening today. I'm Larry Nobles, inviting you to be here tomorrow for part two of this powerful message called Pushing Through the Fear from the series Courageous, How God Shows Up When You Step Up. Here's a part of what we'll share then.
Listen, I don't know how God is speaking to your heart and what He's speaking to your heart about, but I know this, He's present and He will be with you and in you if you invite Him in and if you trust Him. And I know that you're gonna be afraid because everybody gets afraid, but you can feel the fear and do it anyway, and God will be faithful to reassure you. And when you take those baby steps, then you're walking, and then you're running, and then you're soaring. And He's looking for people who will believe Him, who will step up. God shows up when you and I step up.
That's on Wednesday, when Pastor Jeff Shreve will open up God's Word and share real truth, real love, and real hope from God's heart. Here on From His Heart. There is truth, there is truth, there is love. From From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve. Celebrating our 20th year of broadcasting the truth and love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you, and He has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more about that when you go to FromHisHeart.org.